Welcome to Between the Lines, a time such as this, where hosts David and Jonathan delve into the mysteries of prophecy in our modern world. Get ready for thought-provoking discussions and eye-opening revelations. Ladies and gents, our hosts.
All right, you're here with David and Jonathan on Between the Lines, Understanding the Bible, WVFF. A special presentation of America in Prophecy. A lot of controversy out there about whether America is actually in this book. We've talked on another presentation earlier this week. Catholic Church is in this book. And I absolutely believe America is mentioned in this book in multiple ways. And I'm going to try to show you about that today. All right, we're going to do a lot of jumping around today. Try to piece it together best I can. And there'll be more to come after this one. Let's start in the book of Daniel, chapter 8. Chapter 8, verse 2. And I saw a vision, and it came to pass when I saw that I was in Shushan, in the palace, which is the province of Elam. And I saw a vision, and I was by the river Ulah. Then I lifted up mine eyes and saw, and behold, there stood before the river a ram which had two horns. Okay, now, this might sound fantastical, but a people in prophecy, a people's, will be portrayed as a ram or a goat, or depending on their demeanor, even a lamb. So we have a ram here, which is a pretty substantial animal. Very aggressive, very powerful, which had two horns. Now, the horns represent the government of the people that's being represented by the animal. And it said there were two horns were high, but one was higher than the other, and the higher came up last. So what that tells me is there was a peoples, they were a powerful peoples, but out of that people came a more powerful people with an even more powerful government. And I saw the ram pushing westward and northward and southward so that no beast might stand before him. Neither was there any that could deliver out of his hand. Now, a couple hundred years ago, England ruled the entire world. The saying of the British Empire was the sun never sets on the British Empire because they had gone northward and southward and eastward and westward, and they owned much of the entire world, and there was not a single nation in the world that could stand against their navies and their armies, could deliver out of his hand. But he did according to his will and became great. Now, England ruled the entire world, but the United States, and it says here the second horn came up out of the ram and became higher, which was greater. And America came out of England. We are England's child, came out of England and became greater than England ever thought about being. There is no nation on this earth, even to this moment, that can stand against the United States of America. And as I was considering, behold, an he-goat came from the west on the face of the whole earth and touched not the ground, and the goat had a notable horn between his eyes. Okay, I went one verse further than I wanted to go there. I want to go back. Now, I tell you, I absolutely believe the description of these peoples who had a very powerful government, and a second government came out of those peoples and became even greater, and they had pushed north, south, east, and west, and no one was able to stand before them. I do believe that was the British Empire, and out of the British Empire, you know, America came. All right, I'm going to take you to Revelation right now. God established this nation for a purpose. He established this nation, I believe, as a headquarters to take the gospel of Jesus Christ to all the world. Now, we did that. There was a time when America sent emissaries and evangelists all over the world. That time is since gone. America has pretty much turned her back on God. He's in a very sinful, backslidden state. but still a child of God, but will be punished here shortly, as I'm going to show you. I'm going to take you to Revelation chapter 12. We're just going to read the whole chapter. There appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars, that is Israel. And she, being with child, cried, travailing in birth, and pained to be delivered. Remember that saying right there, pained to be delivered, because you're going to see that in some of the prophecy in Jeremiah and Isaiah that I show you that ties in with this. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his head. And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, to devour her child as soon as it was born. Okay, this is talking about the time at the very end, about midway through the tribulation period, when Satan is actually cast out of heaven and all of his rage. He didn't really realize that he had access to heaven even today. The Bible says he stands before the Father and accuses daily. Well, this spiritual war has been going on for eons, is coming to the end, and God finally casts him out, and the third of the angels that took part of the original rebellion in the first earth. And they're put here on the earth, and he is going to put all of his fury against God's children that are here, the nation of Israel. And there's hidden meanings here. She has the child she's talking about is Christ, the ultimate deliverer. And she brought forth a man child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. And a woman fled into the wilderness, where she hath a place prepared of God, that they should feed her there 1,260 days. Now you can go into Daniel, and he has the same 1,260 days, and you can research and try to come up with some timelines there. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels and prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, the old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now has come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ, for the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea. For the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. When the dragon saw that he was cast unto the earth, he persecuted the woman, the nation of Israel, which brought forth the man-child, Jesus Christ, and the woman were given 2 wings of a great eagle. I absolutely believe that's reference to the great seal of the United States of America. Now you have to imagine this first century man is seeing this. He's standing and God is showing him all of these images.
Seeing Lady Liberty.
Yes, Lady Liberty, and everything military wise that we have these symbols on them. And the woman were given the wings, 2 wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place where she is nourished for time and times and have a time from the face of the serpent. And the serpent cast out his mouth, water as a flood after the woman. Now that is vast armies, is what it says. Water. Water has to do with multitudes of people. So he sends his vast armies after the woman that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood. And the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon cast out of his mouth. Okay, so there is a mighty battle, And this woman, with the assistance of this, the two wings of the great eagle, they have escaped this battle and they are not destroyed. Okay, now 17 is going to tell us what happens next. And the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed. We come from the nation of Israel. Spiritually, we are a Judeo-Christian nation. He goes to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. So, his great battle to destroy the nation of Israel is interrupted by the United States of America. We intercede, we cause Israel to be protected, and then the dragon is wroth with a woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed. The dragon is wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, the United States of America. Now, I told you, I thought God had established this nation as a base of operations to take the gospel of Jesus Christ to the world, because he set us apart away from the European and Asian influence so that we could grow on our own as a Christian nation, and we did. And we've done what he told us to do, and we have one task left, that is to protect the children of Israel during this battle. And after that, we have fulfilled our job, our duties unto the Lord, and punishment must take place because we are so far from God now. He's using us because he set us up for this purpose. But as I'm very fond of saying, you pay for your sins in this life. You know, Christ died to pay for your spiritual sins and to make you holy. But whatever you do carnally, you pay for your sins. And America has a big price to pay. Now I want to go back to Daniel where we were earlier. So I'll just do a recap of Daniel again. Lifted up my eyes and saw, and behold, there stood before the river a ram, a people, which had two horns, two governments, and the two horns were high, very powerful governments, but one was higher than the other, and the higher came up last. That's the key point right there to identify. There's been no nations in this world where one comes out of another. One rules the world like England did, because it says here, the ram was pushing east and west and north and south, and there was no beast. There were no other peoples that could stand before it. And there are no other nations in history where they have ruled the world and another nation came out of them and became even more powerful. That is the United States and Britain, absolutely. So I saw the ram pushing westward and northward and southward so that no beast might stand before him. Neither was there any that could deliver out of his hand. But he did according to his will and became great. The United States right now is the police officer of the world. And as I was considering, behold, an he-goat. Now, right between verses 4 and 5, I slip in the battle that just took place. The United States, the purpose was to bring the gospel to the world and to deliver Israel out of this one of these final battles. And it says that we did. The wings of the great eagle brought salvation to the land of Israel. And the beast turned all of his wrath toward the remnant of her seed, which definitely is America. And I was considering, behold, a he-goat came from the west on the face of the whole earth and touched not the ground. This is a missile strike. It says the he-goat jumped into the and crossed the entire earth, did not touch the ground, covered the entire earth, and ran into the ram and destroyed it. Let's read it here in the King's language. And I was considering, behold, and he-goat came from the west on the face of the whole earth and touched not the ground, and the goat had a notable horn between his eyes. Notable. Conspicuous horn. This is not a normal horn that would appear for an earthly government. This is a strange horn. And we just said that the beast was thrown down from heaven and has taken charge of the armies of the world. He is the government of the one world at this time. But you can see, Christian, in America, do not fear this one world government. It's not going to happen here. We will be the last holdout. We will be the last protection from Israel. It great, gives me great pride in my country to know that before our destruction, one of our last duties and one of our last accomplishments is to protect the children of God, the Israelis. And the he-goat had a notable horn between his eyes, and he came to the ram that had two horns, which I had seen standing before the river, and ran into him in the fury of his power. With all of his power, he crashed into the goat. And I saw him come close unto the ram, and he was moved with choler, anger against him, and he smote the ram, and he brake his two horns. Both the governments are broken. And there was no power in the ram to stand before him, but he cast him down to the ground and stamped upon him, and there was none that could deliver the ram out of his hand. Therefore the he-goat waxed very great. When he was strong, the great horn was broken, and for it came up four notable ones toward the four winds of heaven. Number eight is a totally another prophecy, but we end there with number seven. And I saw him come close unto the ram. The beast moves against the United States, and it appears to me, because the Bible takes a moment to say, he leapt into the air and touched not the entire earth and ran into him. That is a first century man's impression of a missile strike. Because can you imagine, John is seeing this stuff, and I mean, he comes from the time of camels and goats.
And candles.
And he's seeing weapons of modern warfare and missiles and nuclear arsenals. And this is how he described it. And a nuclear strike was done on this country. And it says the people were destroyed. The government was broken and the people were destroyed. And they could never, in other places, this is in 1 hour. And they could never wage war again. I want to take you to Isaiah 47 for just a moment. Isaiah 47 is a description of America. Now, God, I told you God established America for his purpose, but America has walked away from God, and don't tell me she hasn't. She has. Can't even pray in the school system today. They're tearing down the Ten Commandments in any public building. We have idols, we have gods, and they are not the God of heaven.
Year 2000 is when they took them off the White House lawn.
Yes, yes. Okay, chapter 47, the book of Isaiah. Now pay attention here, because this is talking about Babylon, or is it? Come down and sit in the dust, O virgin daughter of Babylon. Not Babylon. Everybody thinks this is Babylon. You know, and the Bible has dual meanings, because if you go in, you get to Jeremiah, he mentions, he's talking about the daughter of Babylon, but after that he calls her Babylon. He drops the daughter, and if you don't read carefully, you think it's just what's going to happen to Babylon, because they came against Isaiah. And Babylon is a sister to the United States of America, because you know what? Babylon ruled the known world at that time, and Babylon was a tool of God. As bad as it was, God used Babylon for his good. When the Israelis got out of line, he sent Babylon there to thump them with a stick. And even at one time, he sent them there to drag them into habitation so that they could learn their lessons, and they lived in habitation for 70 years. And the reason I can say that is because God says, Nebuchadnezzar, my servant. Mm-hmm. You'll meet him in heaven one day. As bad as you think he is from reading this book, he was a servant of the Almighty God. In fact, he wrote one chapter of Daniel himself. Come down and sit in the dust, O virgin daughter of Babylon. Sit on the ground. There is no throne, O daughter of the Chaldeans, for thou shalt no more be called tender and delicate. This is talking of God God's coming vengeance and the rewards for our misdeeds as a nation. Take the millstones and grind meal, uncover thy locks, make bare the leg, uncover the thigh, pass over the rivers. Thy nakedness shall be uncovered, yea, thy shame shall be seen. I will take vengeance and I will meet thee as a man. You are no longer the pride that I had put in you. You are no longer beautiful to me. I will come to you as a man in your nakedness. Thy nakedness shall be uncovered, yea, thy shame shall be seen. I will take vengeance and I will meet thee as a man. For as for our Redeemer, the Lord of hosts is his name, the Holy One of Israel. Sit thou silent and get thee into darkness, O daughter of the Chaldeans, not Babylon, daughter and offspring, a similar type nation. For thou shalt no more be called the Lady of Kingdoms.
That sentence right there, that number five right there, should give anybody the chills where it says, sit silent and get thee into darkness.
Yes.
Because his darkness that he talks about, I think, like, flashback to Egypt land, whenever the whole landscape was just ash and fire and dark skies.
Yes. The days of my shining light on you are over, United States of America. Mm-hmm. I was wroth with my people. I have polluted mine inheritance and given them into thine hand. Thou didst show them no mercy upon the ancients. Now, pay attention here. Thou didst show them no mercy. Upon the ancient hast thou very heavily laid thy yoke. Mm. God commands that you take care of the old, the mothers and the fathers, the ancients. It's what they're talking about. America does not do that anymore. We shuffle them off into nursing homes and assisted living places. We have nothing to do with them. We just want them out of our sights. And I see 75-year-old women working at Dollar General all the time. And it hurts my heart. Such a tender-looking old lady. Why are you still having to work, my dear? And thou sayest, I shall be a lady forever. So that thou didst not lay these things to thy heart, neither didst remember the latter end of it. He's saying that you are proud. You say that nothing will ever happen to you. Therefore, hear now this, thou that art given to pleasures, that dwellest carelessly, that sayest in thy heart, I am, and none else beside me, I am the greatest. Is not America the greatest country in the world? Have you heard that from the lips of so many, all of our leaders? I shall not sit as a widow, neither shall I know the loss of children, because I am the United States of America. But these two things shall come to thee in a moment, in one day, the loss of children and widowhood. They shall come upon thee in their perfection, for the multitude of thy sorceries and for the great abundance of thy enchantments. You will lose your protection from God and your children all in one day. For thou hast trusted in thy wickedness, thou hast said, none seeth me. Thy wisdom and thy knowledge, it is perverted thee, and thou hast said in thine heart, I am, and none else beside me. Therefore shall evil come upon thee, thou shalt not know from whence it riseth. Thou shalt not know from whence it riseth. What did it say? The goat leapt from the other side of the earth and came against. And surprise.
Yeah.
Surprise attack. It's what it's saying right here. Therefore shall evil come upon thee, thou shalt not know from whence it riseth, and mischief shall fall upon thee, thou shalt not be able to put it off, and desolation shall come upon thee suddenly, which thou shalt not know. Stand now with thine enchantments and with thy multitude of thy sorceries, wherein thou hast labored from thy youth. If so be thou shalt be able to profit, if so be thou mayest prevail. Thou art wearied in the multitudes of thy counsels. What does that mean, Jonathan?
Man.
You are a democracy, and it's confused.
Yep. Our out of whack.
Our Congress, our courts, our Senate.
Mm-hmm.
Thou art wearied in the multitude of thy counsels. Thy counsels have gone amok.
Put it this way, okay? We've come to a point in time where it's socially acceptable to hear them say the term Soros backed attorneys on yes. TV as though, or judges, or yes. these people, that people. Yes. So we're supposed to be comfortable yes. with that.
There are two judges arrested today for harboring illegal aliens. And right. and common sense has sure. left our Senate and our House, and we have a strong shepherd at the moment in right. Donald Trump. Right. And it even mentions in here that God will appoint a strong shepherd, and we're going to get to that here in a little bit. Mm-hmm. He will appoint a strong shepherd to steer this nation in the direction it needs to go for the last few moments that it survives for God's purpose. Let now the astrologers and the stargazers, the monthly procrastinators, stand up and save thee from these things that shall come upon thee. Behold, they shall be as stubble. The fire shall burn them. They shall not deliver themselves from the power of the flame. Sounds a whole lot like what Daniel described as a nuclear attack. Okay, I want to take you to Jeremiah now. I know we're doing a lot of jumping around, and we're going to fill in these gaps here in the next few days to try to pull all of this together. We're going to go to Jeremiah chapter 50 more on this Babylon, whom we see now is actually a description of America. So chapter 50, the word of the Lord spake against Babylon and against the king, the land of the Chaldeans by Jeremiah the prophet. Declare ye among the nations and publish, and set up a standard, publish and conceal not. Say, Babylon is taken. Baal is confounded, Merodach has broken in pieces, her idols are confounded, her images are broken in pieces. For out of the north there cometh up a nation against her, which shall make her land desolate, and none shall dwell therein. They shall remove and shall depart both man and beast. In those days and in the time, saith the Lord, the children of Israel shall come. They and the children of Judah together going and weeping, they shall go and seek the Lord their God. They shall ask the way to Zion with their faces thitherward, saying, Come and let us join ourselves to the Lord in the perpetual covenant that shall not be forgotten. This is not how the children exited out of Babylon after their captivity. The new king of Babylon, under God's influence, sent them away to rebuild his city. This is the end times description of this wayward people. They've just come through a major battle. They were rescued by the United States of America. The United States of America is being judged now and will be destroyed. So verse 6, chapter 50 of Jeremiah, My people have been lost sheep. Their shepherds have caused them to go astray. They have turned them away on the mountains. They have gone from mountain to hill. They have forgotten their resting place. All that found them have devoured them, and their adversaries said, We offend not, because they have sinned against the Lord, the habitation of justice, even the Lord, the hope of their fathers. Remove out of the midst of Babylon, and go forth out of the land of the Chaldeans, and be as the he-goats before the flock. There are words that tie these passages together and prove this prophecy. For lo, I will raise and cause to come up against Babylon an assembly of great nations, from the north country, and they shall set themselves in array against her. From thence she shall be taken. Their arrows shall be as of a mighty expert man. None shall return in vain. Every single one of those arrows which John saw, which were obviously missiles, if we look at what Daniel said, every single one of them will score a hit. And the Chaldeans shall be a spoil. All that spoil her shall be satisfied, saith the Lord, because ye were glad, because ye rejoiced, O ye destroyers of mine heritage, because ye are grown fat as the heifer at grass, and bellow as bulls. What did I tell you on Between the Lines all the time? The more you feed these bodies, the further from God they will become. This nation has been fed greater than any peoples in the world, and we have lost our way. We are so far from the face of the living God that he is going to use us for this final sanctuary to rescue the nation of Israel in their one of their last trials, and then we must suffer for all of this decades and years of trespass that we have given to the Lord. Your mother shall be sore confounded. She that bare you shall be ashamed. Behold, the hindermost of the nations shall be a wilderness, a dry land, and a desert. England doesn't think much of the United States right now, and I wonder why. Because of the wrath of the Lord, it shall not be inhabited, but it shall be wholly desolate. Everyone that goeth by Babylon shall be astonished and hiss at all her plagues. Put yourself in array against Babylon round about, all ye that bend the bow, shoot at her. Spare no arrows, for she hath sinned against the Lord. Shout against her round about, she hath given her hand. Her foundations are fallen. Foundations of the United States of America were formed under God. Mm-hmm. Her foundations are fallen. Her walls are thrown down. For it is the vengeance of the Lord. Take vengeance upon her as she hath done unto her. Do as she has done, do unto her. We have been the hammer of the whole earth for about 60 years, 70 years. And it will actually say that in here, that she was the hammer of the whole earth. There is no nation in the history of this world that could be considered the hammer of the whole earth except for the United States of America. Cut off the sower from Babylon and him that landeth the sickle in the time of harvest for fear of the oppressing sword. They shall turn every one to his people, and they shall flee every one to his own land. Israel is a scattered sheep. The lions have driven him away. First the king of Syria hath devoured him, and last this Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, hath broken his bones. Therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will punish the king of Babylon and his land, as I have punished the king of Syria, and I will bring Israel again to his habitation. He shall feed on Carmel and Bashan, and his soul shall be satisfied upon Mount Ephraim and Gilead. In those days and in the time, saith the Lord, the iniquity of Israel shall be sought for, and there shall be none. That is end times, right before the millennial period, because Israel has never been in a state of sinlessness. Mm-hmm. And the sins of Judah, and they shall not be found. This is not talking about prior Babylon back during the habitation that Israel was carried away. And they shall not be found, for I will pardon them whom I reserve. A little bit more here in Jeremiah, and then we're going to do some other stuff. Go up against the land of Merathaim, even against it, and against the inhabitants of Pircot. Waste and utterly destroy after them, saith the Lord, and do according to all that I have commanded thee. A sound of battle is in the land, and a great destruction. Here it is. How is the hammer of the whole earth cut asunder and broken? How has Babylon become a desolation among the nations? That is the United States of America. There is no nation in the history of this world that could be described as the hammer of the whole earth. I'm gonna add in here just a current event, because I truly believe, if you've caught our other special presentation on the death of the Pope, and I do believe that is the eight kings of Revelation that's mentioned. I do believe this stuff is happening now. America is in this book. It's in this book in many more places. And you stay with us here on Between the Lines, Understanding the Bible on WBFF 97.7 with David and Jonathan. I will show you. There's even a place in here where America delivers the Ark of the Covenant back to the Israelis to be placed in the third temple that God says in Daniel and several other places will be built in the first half of the tribulation period. Now, if this eight kings prophecy is what I think it is, we will know in the next couple of months whether this stuff is all started. And if it has, I tell you what, you get yourself right with God and you proclaim the word to everyone you know, because there's nothing at this point any more important than that, Christian. Don't sit on your hands. Don't be afraid, because, yeah, we're going to go through a little tribulation, but what comes beyond that is what you've dreamed of your entire life. Thank you for being with us here on WBFF 97.7, Between the Lines, Understanding the Bible with Jonathan and David. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to Between the Lines, A Time Such as This. We hope our exploration of prophecy has given you food for thought, encouraged you to consider your spiritual journey with Christ at the center. Join us next time for more insightful discussions with David and Jonathan, here on Veterans for Freedom Radio, the Truth in Broadcasting Corporation.